What's up, guys? This is V, aka Burner English, once again. Welcome to the Hearing Colors to Kill Sounds podcast. Yo, I'm super excited today. I got the opportunity at least to reach out and speak to someone that was pretty awesome, besides preconceived notions, because I know how it is on, you know, Twitch, how it is on Twitter, how it is on Instagram, on many multi-platforms. So shouts out to Sean and allowing me to be on Above the Bar podcast for however long I was. My mic was all, you know, janky and things, but I mean, pretty much I got the idea and the message across, and that's pretty much all that really matters when you think of it in today. And I'm really, you know, I would just basically, you know, paraphrase as to what I was going to say if I had the opportunity to speak for over 30 minutes. But I mean, it's pretty much what I always say on my own podcast, that every day is different. Before I go on my existential rants, once again, the podcast for him, you can find him on LinkedIn, Sean, basically Above the Bar podcast. Anybody in the East Coast, you know, he does his show every week. Shameless plug for anybody giving me the opportunity to speak. Even if, you know, the speaking wasn't even that long, it's pretty much just the opportunity to do so that I'm pretty much, you know, in reverence of and thankful for. So shouts out to those guys. Shouts out to the other homie. I didn't even know his name, but he was like, yo, man, I hit the pivot on you, man. Like, yo, like, I mean, just the terminology alone, it keeps track of the current day that we're in. So yes, also, thank you to all the people who support. The more and more you guys support, the more intricate my work becomes. And I get the liberty of, you know, adding more things, including more different stories. This podcast is a writer's room, so I get the liberty of telling others, you know, basically, if you're in a writer's room, you know that you bring your own, you know, material and pieces. And so I definitely cue everyone in on, as a writer, on the day-to-days, what it is that goes through my mind and how I basically write it down, or I take mental notes, or I get inspired by many different other different things. So that's basically one of the consensuses of my podcast, Spiky Bebop, SpikeBebop. So yeah, it was crazy. I was on this other Above the Bar podcast earlier today, and yeah, they were basically talking about like street art and, you know, how it, you know, incorporates into many different things. He's from the East Coast, so basically, you know, that's the grittiest of all grittiest versions of anything you can think of, and the birthplace of, you know, street culture, the one that we, you know, identify with on television and on multi-platforms, you know, social media and things, baggy jeans. And I really, honestly, I mean, even if you go into, like, you know, famous people like Left Brain or what is this? I forgot. It's like super, super like Shepherd Fairey or something like this, or people who are synonymous with, you know, big giant murals who are $100,000, have super famous people who like their work. This thing for me, you know, I identify with, you know, street culture has become commercialized, but still holding that torch of, you know, individualism. But it's kind of morphed into certain different things in the past few years. What is this, 2023 now, and to past 2022. So basically what I told Sean was just like, yo, I'm super thankful. Every day is different. And, you know, when someone sees my art, I appreciate that. And that was pretty much the consensus. And, you know, just to, you know, further that expression, it's a thing of being a writer and being an artist in today's age. And so you're kind of one foot in technology and one foot in, you know, the present world that you're in. And certain people are, you know, all in digital, and other people are all in, you know, physical. And there's no right or wrong when differentiating, you know, both and navigating both. And to actually cognitively identify which one you're doing is pretty much half the battle. And when it comes to, you know, street art or street culture, everyone, or at the back of everyone's mind, it's always numbers. It's always, you know, how many followers, you know, how many engagements, how many things can someone, you know, physically see. And that's not necessarily the case when it comes to true streets culture and the true unwritten things. And certain people, unless you're involved in it, know about it. And if you don't know about it, I dare say you will probably not know the person, five people, you know what I'm saying, that could know someone, and it becomes that much of a rarity and things to be appreciated. And to anybody who mentions street culture, you can always gauge as to how involved they're in, or even if they did, you know, just some simple tags and or, you know, write their name on, you know, a bus stop or something like that, versus someone who is a true writer and someone who, you know, goes on murals and goes hunting, you know, locations with his crew. And, you know what I'm saying, setting up everything, the lights, you know, ladders and shit, and, you know, just tag out and throw up on the wall. And that's totally, you know, something that you wouldn't see on a magazine cover, or you wouldn't see quintessentially unless you were hunting those locations. And that's a different language. And those are two separating, differentiating things. If you go to an urban school, you will know who is a writer and who's not. It kind of is synonymous with, you know, the kid that's always sketching, you know, super italic words, and others who, you know, join up in a crew. But if you ride on a train, I mean, if you're in an inner city anywhere in the world, if you're in any city, you'll see, you know, graffiti in places. And if you're, you know, curious enough, and I call them this unwritten, basical, like, topography of the land. And a lot of these kids are geniuses, you know, saying the majority of them, to place their tags in places that other people will find. And it's not entirely 100% gang related. That's something totally different as far as the one who is true to, you know, saying the written craft and the written, you know, wild style art form of street art. You know, their history goes well beyond, you know, from Brooklyn or even other boroughs in New York, and has, you know, exploded around the world. Like, everyone, you know, has a style. They even teach it probably at these art schools to do, you know, street art or mural paintings and things like that. Just alone, you know, the value of doing something so someone has an inner space, or they want it to be, you know, painted by you. Those are the values of, you know, street art in today's age. There also is the legal aspect of it, of what I was talking about. And that's, once again, another hidden language, where you're on a train and you see, you know, it on the back of the sign, you know, saying an ill tag, less iller than the advertisement on the front. Those are subtle cues and certain things that other writers will pick up on. And they'll either tag on your tag, or they'll tag, you know, similarly juxtaposed to the tag, to acknowledge the level of difficulty, first and foremost, for the location and the ability to paint such beautiful things in those confines and strengths. No one can teach you that, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things that teachers can't do. You can't, you know, go past the security guard at 2:50 at night, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, go back and 10 minutes later and, you know, flag down the rest of your crew to come in between that little window. They don't teach you that at art school. And I dare say they don't teach you to do illegal things. So basically, this unwritten language is, you know, unanimously known between all writers, wherever city they're from, especially Los Angeles, which is also one of the greatest hubs in the world when it comes to basically wild style. And, you know, obviously the other coast, East Coast. But I always, you know, caution people when, you know, they marriage it with this sense of commerce, and everyone always thinks of a dollar amount, or they always think of a following. You will definitely, you know, if you do a little bit of research, will find, you know, a throwaway Instagram profile of a writer, and he just got no profile pictures of himself and just all the tags that he's hit, all the train yards that he's been to, all the crazy obscure, you know what I'm saying, like, heights that he's gone. I mean, you could go to one of the craziest spots in LA, and I guarantee you'll find a tag of somebody whose level of difficulty was insane. Like, I'm not even joking on when you think of it, the heights of certain buildings and, how you can walk in between the buildings or the gates that separate, the roofs, and how you wonder sometimes, in the mysteries of life as to how someone even, scaled that and then got up there and then, proceeded to Spider-Man everything and paint it. Almost as if they had like, super lines or are like super thieves or something like this. Those are the draws of what I look at when I think of street art. Other people have different aspects, and there are street performers, as my one host, what is his name, Sean from Above the Bar podcast, mentioned. And he was like, "Yo, man, I remember the street performers, and they was doing things like this, and the wrestlers and stuff like this." I'll talk about wrestling at the end of this, but I mean, those are the ones that wish to be seen. And I mean, for me as an artist, I'm pretty much the most obscure of them, only seen when wanting to be, and then unseen as default, without a drop missed of swag. And even on the podcast, I have my sunglasses on for a second. Took my sunglasses off for another second, and it's one of those things. As in the future, in 10 to 5 years or 10 to 50 years, we will observe all these different types of Banksys who will come and go, but their message will remain that nobody could fuck with just because nobody knows them. And I appreciate those things. I love how people can get and have their own gateway and their own access way versus anyone. It's like, no, like, I own my shit, I own, my property. If you're asking for it, you can have, but if not, you can't look, type deal. And that's one of the draws of being an artist in today's day of 2023. So if you look at a street artist, they're pretty much wishing to be seen. If they are muralists, pretty much they're getting paid thousands of dollars to do amazing things. But please don't misconstrue, graffiti on the side of the building as trash or just something that isn't mindful. Everything that, this language that you may or may not understand, and to the person that's clever, not clever, for the person that's, hip enough to understand my dualistic or quintuple meanings, it's so, valuable to appreciate where you're at. Everybody always talks about this now or to be in the now. Well, I dare say I don't find enough people appreciating where we're at enough versus pushing for something else on a daily basis and never this sense of satisfaction. And I'm one of those people who will always and forever appreciate where we're at and where we've come from for the future generations. And that's pretty much the consensus on what I believe on art and street art, if someone was as so curious as to ask me. So, given the opportunity to actually explain, a little bit of street art and what it means to me, I didn't even go into, my art itself or how self-reflected it is into the words that I do in my books.